Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, you guys. Welcome back to another episode of Pretty Not Smart. Or should I say penis? The acronym to our name is PNS.
It's very on brand, but I swear it wasn't on purpose.
It really wasn't. It wasn't until like later when we saw the acronym, we're like, penis?
It's PNS, but it's penis.
It works.
So just if you ever forget what our podcast name is, just think of a penis. Right. Penis.
Which helps with today's topic.
We love penis. Today we're talking about crazy hombre hookup. Ew, bitch. Everyone's like, oh, I'm leaving. But we have a few stories up our sleeve that we want to share.
Hold up. Before we get any further, the math. So you guys know how I messed up last episode?
No, cállese.
He messed up this episode. Mm-mm. So I guess we're even now. Pero bien chingones. Llegamos como a las fucking 1 p.m., 1:30, like ready to film. I was ready, like my mind all ready to go. Mm-mm. And this dumbass comes in. He's like, oh, wait. I was like, what? He's like, I forgot the battery and the SD cards. Math.
But it was worse for me than it was for her.
Yeah, it was pretty bad for him.
Because, well, one, you guys, I'm running on like 4 hours of sleep today.
¿Quién lo manda?
It is currently like, what, 8 p.m.?
Yeah. No, dude, it's like 9.
Well, it's really late and I'm running on like 4 hours of sleep today. I've had a super busy day and I came here when we were supposed to originally film. And I was going to go back home, but then I was like, I'm going to waste hella time going home and then coming back. So I was like, I'm going to spend an hour waiting for Yuatsi, but like, whatever. So I stayed in my car, I grabbed some food. I was like falling asleep. We're ready to film. And then I'm like, I didn't bring the fucking charger to the camera or the SD card. So I was like.
So you waited in your car for like an hour.
Yeah. And I was more upset at the fact that I could have gotten things done in that hour, but we didn't even get to film or anything. But now we're here.
Now we're here.
Same day, 7 hours later.
For real?
But I was like, you know what? We're fucking even because last time she lost 25 minutes worth of footage. So you could lose a cute little hour.
So we're even. Yeah. Next time that somebody messes up, you owe the other one $100.
You're already going to owe me like $500.
All right. And before we move forward, I got your spelling for the day. A ver si así te despiertas.
No. I'm already asleep.
Okay, this one is one of the dumbest words to ever exist in English. It literally, to me, makes no sense why it's spelled this way.
Oh, but I thought you meant like it was going to be easy to spell. No, you mean like it's hard.
It's so hard for no reason. Like, it's dumb.
What did they comment?
Colonel.
Colonel?
Like Colonel like Sanders?
Popcorn?
No, Colonel, like Colonel Sanders from KFC. KFC! Colonel. El señor güero with the white beard and white.
I thought his name was KFC.
That means Kentucky Fried Chicken. I thought his name was KFC.
This whole time I thought his name was KFC.
Pretty not smart. Dumbass.
Colonel?
Yeah.
Colonel.
Yeah, spell Colonel.
C.
Yeah.
U. R.
Okay.
N.
Okay.
A. L. Colonel.
No? No.
A K?
No, it starts with a C.
Colonel. C-U-R-N-E-L? Colonel?
You're not getting it. You want me to tell you?
Yes.
Dude, you're going to be so pissed right now.
I'm already mad.
No, just wait. It's C.
C.
O.
Cor.
L.
Well, nah, there's no fucking.
Well, let me finish. C-O-L-O-N-E-L.
Colonel?
That's Colonel. Can you look at it? Look at the way you spell it and the way you pronounce it.
I was going to say, maybe you're like reading the wrong word.
No, that makes no sense, huh? It's Colonel. Colonel is Colonel. Where's the R?
I spelled it how it's supposed to be
Colonel, yeah.
Because it says right here, it is Colonel, but it is pronounced K-E-R-N-E-L.
That's dumb as fuck.
Luis Coronel. I hated that one.
Where's the R? Colonel.
Yo, that was horrendous.
That was horrendous.
Changing vocabularies.
All right, let's talk about men now.
No. Uh-huh. Before we give these men more of our time, all right? Something disgusting happened in here.
Well, I'm scared.
All right, I'm going to get hooked up with someone in here. I'm scared.
I'm like, you don't even have a key, bitch.
I know. Oh! So I don't know if y'all remember a few episodes ago, me and Yuatsi were like super creída vibes that we got like some custom cups that say pretty not smart. And we were like, oh my God, we officially got cups. Like we're signing. So the other day, there was a bunch of ants everywhere. I don't know why. We have no fucking food in here.
There's nothing in here that can attract ants.
Yeah, I think because of the calorcito, the ants are like coming out of the ground.
Oh.
So I have so much asco. But basically, same. I grabbed my cup. Well, first I started killing all these fucking ants. I was like. And then I drank a little bit out.
He was like.
No, not that much. But I went. Like, I went. I drank a little bit. And then.
Why
is this spicy? No. I opened it because I was like, oh, let me refill my water. Bitch.
They're still in there?
Pond.
Let me see.
A pond.
I swear I feel them worse.
Crawling up my throat.
Ew.
There's a pond of ants in the water in here, you guys. Those, they all drowned and we're like,
pendejas.
The fact that I really pray I didn't drink one, but it's almost impossible to say I didn't drink any.
Ew, bitch.
So we're going to have to deep cleanse our little pretty not smart cups.
But yeah, that's why we haven't been using them.
But I was just like shook. I was like, out of the whole fucking warehouse, y'all find this little hole of a straw to go into.
And there's no sugar. There's only water.
So I was just like, nothing in this place.
Do ants get thirsty? Bitch, there's an ant in your cup. There's an ant.
Get it. Bitch, they're all trying to colonize my other water now.
It's like, we got this one, bro.
Well, luckily this one has a seal.
Do you think they get thirsty though? Just kind of like how we got thirsty about the men we're about to talk about. I'm just kidding.
No, those bitches drown if they drink water. They probably drink like a raindrop a day.
Less. They'll drown in a raindrop.
I hate them. All right. No, but okay. So, do you want to start or should I start?
Oh, shit. Fuck. You start.
Okay.
And then after, you guys will say who's the biggest left.
I'm just kidding. We're all comparing, like, our stories. Okay, so I don't know which one I want to start with first, but I'm scared.
Y'all nervous?
I know. It's because, okay, you guys. So, you guys know I have a lot of chile appointments. I talk a lot about, like, hombres and shit like that, but these stories were stories that were kind of kept in between my friends. Or
I don't think I know these either.
Really?
I don't mean to. I might.
Okay, maybe if I shared this, I probably shared it really briefly, but I don't remember.
Maybe, Louis, we should just keep it between you.
I know. I don't know if I want to share this. All right. No, but okay. So there's this one story time of me hooking up with my Uber driver.
Bitch!
I swear to God. And I almost feel like... That's almost something that you, it's more of like something that you would think is not going to happen. I don't know. Like, where is that just mean?
Like a random has Uber driver?
Yes, like a...
Nah.
I swear. Bitch, no. Like, that's something that people would be like, it's almost like a role play, I would say. Like, if you're like, oh, like...
He's all in his dreams. That's what
bitch. No, this For was real? Crazy.
But. All right, share, spill.
So this was years ago that, mind you, I was like on my prime putona perra shit. Like, this is now I'm really cautious about like hooking up with people. And okay. Like, it's just my mentality is a lot different.
But like, you didn't really care in that
when time. I was younger, I was just full on perra. I think I was like just had gotten single. It was probably 2018, I want to say.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, this is years ago. Yeah, probably 2018. So I ended up going to Miami for work because I don't know if you remember, there was a time where I was going to Miami. Every
dude, for real. I'm out here in Miami.
For real. But Miami all has the best memories for me.
Like, I thought everything. You were gonna say has the best men.
That too. I love Miami. I'm with them in my best hookup there in Miami. Right, I have hella stories.
I know.
No. Okay, but anyways, so I ended up going over there for work, and I would always go by myself. Every time I'd go out there, I'd be flown out there for maybe like 3 to a week. Y siempre estaba solito. And this is like almost like a monthly thing. So I would have to like figure out things to do. I'd always go shopping, or I'd always like, I don't know, walk around the beach or like do something because I wasn't 21. So I couldn't go out to like a little bar and find a queue. But dude, this was the most fucking random. And like, I love this story though, because it's something that I would have never thought would have happened. It's like literally a fantasy. Like, you would think it's like fake. But basically, I was in Miami. I randomly, I think I had landed. Y eran como las pinche 10 de la noche. Uh-huh. And you know I crave Applebee's.
Oh,
I,
shit.
And I still randomly now. But like at that time, you know how we were, had an obsession with Applebee's. So I had just landed. It was super late. I looked fucking full. Longo as fuck, dude. I
like literally, right now?
Yes. I swear. I had my sweats on. I had this regular ass shirt, a snapback, and my lentes.
Oh,
I didn't even
shit.
Have contacts on.
Oh,
I had just landed, so I was like, I was ready to go to sleep. It was a fucking 5-hour flight. Basically, I was like a little codo back then, so I didn't really even know how to use shit like Postmates and stuff.
Okay, okay.
So I basically ordered Applebee's. It was literally like maybe a 5-minute drive. So then I called an Uber just to take me. I don't think I had to use like all those delivery apps before. So I called an Uber to pick me up, and he picks me up, and I'm just like, hi, hello. Regular conversation, like when you step into an Uber. So then the guy's having like a normal ass conversation with me, but he ends up like adjusting his little like his little mirror to like look at me. But
I'm checking you out.
But
bitch.
I didn't think anything of it, dude. This hombre.
I just asked he's like, woo.
I would have never in my life thought that this guy was like fruity or was like down to do something. Super brazotes, like I don't know what kind of Latina he was, but he had an accent.
Okay.
So I was very like, oh, but I wasn't thinking anything of it. I wasn't like thinking he was attractive or anything. Like, I was really scared at that time to go into Ubers and stuff, so I was just kind of like on my phone. I wasn't really looking at him, but I noticed when he was talking to me, he was like looking at me through like the thing. But I remember like looking at his arms, I was like, damn, like he's hot. But
god damn.
Yeah, but this guy's a lot older. I want to say he was probably like 29.
And you were like how old at the time?
I was like 19.
Bitch.
Yeah. Well, he was like daddy vibes. But anyway, so we're having a full conversation. He drops me off at Applebee's. And then I'm like, by any chance, because he was super nice to me. He made me feel comfortable. So I was like, by any chance, can I get my food and you can just drive me back? I was like, I'll add more as a tip. That way it's like, you don't have to cancel it.
Oh, okay. So you don't have to request like a whole new Uber.
Because even for him, it was a 5-minute drive. So he probably made like little to no money off of that trip. Mm-hmm. So then I was like, I can just tip you more if you just wait for me and I'll go back. So he's like, oh, no, yeah, like, no worry, no problem. So anyways, I go inside, I get my food, I run, and once we're heading back, that's where the real conversation starts.
Oh, shit.
So I don't fully remember how the conversation went, like, step by step, but basically, long story short, he was like, oh, is it your first time out here, blah, blah. I was like, it's like my 3rd, 4th time. He's like, what are you doing out here? And then I was like, oh, I'm just visiting family. I would always say that. I don't like really discussing, like, my job or anything.
Okay, okay. Wait, you were already working on social media?
Yeah, that's why I was in Miami for
Univision. Oh, shit. Fuck.
Yes, okay. So I was already, like,
oh, damn.
Doing a lot of stuff at
okay,
that time.
Okay.
So, bitch, I'm all exposing. I was like, Univision.
This is what I was doing.
Yeah, no, but anyways, I was out there, and then he's, long story short, he's like, oh, are you gonna go out or something? He's like, your girlfriend would probably get hella jealous. I see. So that's the first thing he says. And then I was like, oh, no, like, I'm not in a relationship. But I wasn't going to tell him, like, oh, I'm gay.
Yeah.
Because, well, one, I feel like I'm kind of obvious that I'm gay. But then, two, like, I don't need to tell a random person, like, my whole life story.
Yeah, no, yeah, for real.
So I was just like, no, like, I don't have I'm not in a relationship. And then he's like, wait, what, really? So then he's just, like, talking to me. And then he's like, well, because I told him I didn't really know much about Miami. He's like, well, if you need somebody to, like, show you around, like, let me know. And that's where I was like, oh, I'm not tripping. Like, I knew he was trying to, like, do a little something. Yeah. And then I was like, oh, no, yeah, definitely. Like I'm down. Like,
I'm down.
Yeah, and I told him that I was free. Because basically, if I was done working, like, whatever I was there for, like, the rest of the day was mine. Free to do whatever I wanted to do.
Okay.
So I was just like, maybe he wanted, like, a little day vibe or something. I don't know. But I was, like, hella whipped over him. But anyways, he goes to drop me off. And then he's like, he's like, no, yeah, but, like, if you're serious, like, I can show you around or something. And he's like, take my number. So then I was like, oh, it felt so, like, oh, yes. So then I give him my phone, but this is where I got scared.
Why?
So at this point, I'm like, okay, he's obviously, like, either gay or, like, down to do something.
Okay.
But I had my nails on. So I feel like from when he saw me, like, I honestly, you guys, there are some guys out there that, like, they're very, like, they can still be into men, but they'll get turned off by, like, how feminine you are.
Oh, shit. What the heck?
So, yeah, it's a weird thing. But anyways, I was like, fuck, what if I blow this all up when he sees my uñas? I had long-ass stilettos. So then I was like, fuck. So I was kind of like, here's my phone. I'm all bloody. Like, anything for Chile? No, bitch, but I was scared. So then I gave him my phone. And then he says nothing about my nails. He puts his phone number down. And then, yeah. So then drops me off. I'm like, okay, well, thank you so much. I go up to my room. And then I text him. I just say my name. So I was like, oh, like, I was using that fake name that I tell you I always use.
Okay.
So I use, like, a fake name. And then I send it to him just so he can save my number. So then after that, he texts me in Spanish. And he's like, me gustaron mucho tus uñas. And I was just like, so, like, well, one, I thought that was, like, cute because I was, like, wait, I was all scared about it. But, like, he liked it. But, bitch, it takes a whole fucking toll.
Wow.
And I replied. I remember being, like,
me va a gustar alrededor de mí.
Shut the fuck up. No, bitch.
No,
bitch. You all spilled the story for me.
No. He did not say that, bitch.
Let me tell you. Yes.
No.
Can't believe I'm telling y'all this shit. No, I literally told him. I replied and I put, haha, gracias. And I was like, la verdad es un poco difícil hacer cosas con uñas largas, pero me encantan.
Uh-huh.
And then he's like, I don't remember how he said it in Spanish, but he basically was said something around the words of, like, I bet they would look nicer wrapped around my dick.
He did not, straight up.
All he said was, I like your nails, and like that. Bitch, to tell you that I was like,
I can't.
Mission accomplished.
Like this, though. He wasn't, like, fucking around.
Apenas tenía como 2 minutos que me metí a mi recámara. But, bitch, I got so excited that I was like, well, let's find out.
How y'all leave the Applebee's and run?
I don't. Wait, what did happen to my Applebee's?
Bitch, you probably didn't even eat it. I know what you do.
Bitch, it's like an ant crawling up on me. But basically, I told him, I was like, well, let's find out. So he's like, let me turn around. And he's like, what's your room number? So he turns around. He comes up to my room. And I'm like, fuck. I'm like panicking because I'm like, this is not about to happen. Like, keep in mind, you guys, this is a full-on fantasy for me. And the fact that it was happening, I was just like, what the fuck? So that's why I say now, though, like, looking back at it, I don't think I'd do that now because I'm really scared of, like, people's intentions and stuff.
Yeah, I'm scared for you.
Like, but at the time, dude, I was hella horny vibes. So I was like, I don't give a fuck. So I gave him my room number.
Oh, my God.
He comes up to my room, and when he knocks, I looked at a peephole, and I was like, oh, my fucking God, it's actually him.
Yeah?
And he looks so much hotter now that, like, I can see him. Bitch, he was super buff, super, like, I want to climb you vibes.
Oh, my God.
So then he comes in, and then it was super awkward. I was just like, oh, hey, like, as if we just didn't see each other, like, 3 minutes ago. So he's like, ¿puedo usar el baño? So I was like, oh, yeah, so I don't know what the fuck. I don't know if he had to, like, fart or some shit.
Yeah, to clean his nuts.
Low-key, I was like, maybe he had to, like, wash in the shower. I don't fucking know. Because he was like, can I use your restroom? So he used my restroom. And I was like,
fuck you,
literally.
I was
hella excited. So then after that, he comes out and straight up just, like, takes off his pants.
Nah.
Swear. He lays down on the bed.
What?
And I was just like, oh, my God. And he only, like, lifts his shirt up, like, a little bit. But he had, like, really big pegs and, like, huge
arms. Did he have
arms.
Abs? Little bit?
No, not like crazy ass, but just like.
But he was
like
still flat fit.
Tummy okay. kind of vibes. But
okay, that's not good.
But he was like a meaty fit. I don't know if that makes sense. Like a big brassos and like big. He wasn't like a slim, like just.
He was defined. Just like, poof.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. He was giving me like daddy vibes. But, basically, yeah. So he lays down. I started doing my business.
Fuck you.
Here's what happened next.
Oh my God, there's more?
Yeah. So I was just like hella excited. I'm doing my whole business. I'm like putting it to work. And then I try to like kiss him. Because as I'm like stacking him up or whatever, I like grab his arms because I'm like feeling him up. Yay. So I'm like, okay, like I want to make out with him. So then I go and he literally just goes like, mm-mm. He turns around. He's like, I don't do that. Like I don't kiss.
I was like, por favor.
But then it gave me to understand that I don't think this dude is necessarily gay. He was very much just like, I'm just horny and I'm trying to get shit done. Because like for a lot of, yeah, for a lot of guys who are like curious or like just DL or whatever the fuck. Yeah. Sometimes they don't want to engage in that because that comes more like romantic. And that's not the vibe they want. They just want like, I just want to come and I want to leave.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
so my head was like, oh, shit. So that was really embarrassing for me because I full on was like obviously feeling and the way he was like talking to me, I got like excited. So I go up for a kiss and he full on just turns around. He's like, no, like I'm not going to kiss. But I didn't care. I was fucking enjoying the fuck out of it. So all I said, I was just like, oh, yeah. So I continued. But no, I didn't let him like fuck me. I just sucked him up, but
yeah
and then after that
shit, that's crazy,
we were done. And then I was like, okay, he's like, well, he's like, save my number, because I told him I go out there a lot. He's like, save my number and like next time you're out here like text me. And yeah, so fue. But I was just like,
shut up. Did you guys ever rekindle?
Bam.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
No.
I'm telling you, I feel like
he ghosted you.
Yeah, I feel like with these guys it's very much just like, I need a quick nut or like whatever the fuck, like very much hookup, which I was fine with because I told you I'm like on my full-on perra shit. I was seeing like a lot of guys out there.
It was the same moment for you.
Yeah, but because I enjoyed it so much, the next time I went I texted him and then I was like, hey, like I'm back, like if you're gonna meet up. And then he just left me on red.
Yeah.
But I honestly thought we were gonna like probably do it again because he obviously enjoyed it very much by what he said.
Damn, and that's fucking insane.
Yeah, but
that's like a whole ass fantasy. Fuck you. Like imagining hooking up with a hot ass Uber driver.
And like it just all seems so like literally like a fantasy, like a fever dream or something you'd wake up from and be like. And I remember I called like my friends and I told like, them right away. And everyone was like, no, it fucking didn't happen. And it's crazy because if it's like from like an app or something, you'll have a picture to show people. But the best thing that I could do is just describe him as like have a this picture. Hot ass guy. No.
That's right. Damn it. Know, huh? But this is the first I hear of this story, you guys.
That's when I've told you.
No, but that's fucking insane. Why doesn't that happen to me? I'm mad.
I literally cannot believe I just shared that on the internet.
Right now. No, that's good.
Because like I've shared like my Chile Puema stories, but that one was a little crazy.
That one's really good though.
But
give us views.
No, but I was gonna say, like, if it makes you feel better, that's never happened to me again with another Uber driver. Because you know how you're like, well, because you know how you're
he's like just with Lyft. Just like with a Lyft driver.
Just taxi.
Poshmark. Or not Poshmark.
Poshmark, bitch.
What is it? Postmates.
A Postmates? Poshmark. No, bitch. But like I low-key feel like that I'd be sickening for it to happen again, but I feel like it was a once in a lifetime thing. Like,
well, you're lucky. I've never had anything like that. Sucks to suck.
No, but
it's one for the bucks. I do have one story.
What?
But it's not sickening like that.
Bitch, we're not talking about sickening hookups.
Mine's more like, bitch, I can't believe you did that type of shit.
I'm scared.
It was in high school. Dude, I'm scared. What? I'm not a slut, I promise. No, I'm just kidding. Uh-huh. So, this one time, I'm scared.
Farted on a guy.
No, I'm the
squishy.
You're squishy. Where's that?
Get it? It's right there. Right under the table. Thanks.
Oh, Louis, I'm going to transform him into this.
The next
episode is just the gatito.
Whenever I'm not available, you just fill with this.
All right. So this one time, this was with this guy and we were in high school and we were talking. Uh-huh. Oh, this is so embarrassing. I'm about to expose myself.
That's how I felt when I was saying that you feel weird, huh?
It was like during free period.
Free period.
Senior year, if you were done taking all your classes, you had like a free period. So I had a free period to basically do whatever the heck I wanted. And I could leave campus if I needed to. But I decided to stay on campus, and I was talking to this one guy that we had been talking for like a while, and like we just wanted to hook up.
But you guys weren't like anything.
No.
Describe anything.
Well, we were, but I don't want to say more details because then they're going to know who it is. I'm just kidding. I'm just nervous.
Okay, and then?
It was just this guy, okay? No sin chismosas. So this guy. So maybe we were something, maybe we weren't. I don't know. I'll leave it up to you to figure it out.
Okay.
But yeah, we just wanted to like hook up and stuff. And he had a key. He had a key.
He had a room.
Basically.
What do you mean?
I was like, dude, I was like, where are we going to hook up? Like, there's nowhere for us to hook up. We can't go to my house. We can't go to your house. We're going to get caught. Uh-huh. And then he was like, well, I have the key to the old gym.
Bitch, the old gym. Wait, tell me why.
I have a story like that too.
I have like in the same room. I should have. No, every time I went into our old gym, the first thing that would always come into my head is like, definitely people have hooked up in this gym. It's like built in a way that you could like the bathrooms, there's nobody ever there.
Dude, it's like so empty. But the thing is that there, I don't know if you ever noticed, but there was like little secret rooms in the back.
Yes.
There was rooms everywhere.
Yeah, there was like the dance room and then there was like other rooms. And
there was just like random storage rooms everywhere. And this guy had a master key to like every room.
The key that works for everything.
For like literally everything in the gym. And then I was like, oh shit. And I was like, I'm so nervous. Like, what if we get caught? And he's like, no, trust me. Like, we're not going to get caught. Oh my God.
Bitch.
So here we go. I'm all like, nee, 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 nee. And I'm all following his lead. We go into this room full of boxing. No, not boxing. Wrestling mats. You know the wrestling mats that you put on the floor?
In the old gym?
Uh-huh. They were all rolled up in one room in like a storage.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So they were all rolled up in like a room. And then he's like, this is perfect.
Bitch,
and
I was like, there's no way.
And we hooked up in there. And we did it.
No, you fucking did it.
We did it.
Like, did it, or
we
like.
We did it, yeah. Did it. We did it, did it.
Everyone who goes to our high school is listening.
No! I'm so sorry if I scarred you guys. It was his fault.
Oh my God.
I wanted to. But still, but dude, I was like so freaking like anxious the whole time. I couldn't really like relax and enjoy it because I feel like it was such a like a travesura.
Yeah.
So like I had a rush of like, this is cool. But then I was like, oh my God, what if we get caught? We're in the middle of the deed when we hear a noise and we were like, oh my God. So we like stop. And we just hear a noise and he's like, I'll be right back. And I was like, okay, bitch. He goes to check what it is. One of the PE teachers is in there like doing like an inspection of the gym. I don't know what he was like looking for, but he was doing like an inspection. And then the coach sees the guy and he's like, oh, hey, what up, blah, blah, blah. What are you doing in here? Bitch. And he was just like, nothing. I'm on free period, so I don't know what to do. And then I just start like panicking and I remember I like was so scared. I hid in one of like the mats. Like I was just like,
bitch.
I was so scared. But then after the coach is like, all right, like just lock up when you're done. And he leaves and then he's like, you want to resume?
The coach knew.
You think so?
Why the fuck else would he be in
there? And the coach all hyped us up or what?
Yes. He's like, send me a vid.
All right. No. And then the coach is just like, yeah, just lock up later. And then the guy comes back. He's like, you want to like keep going?
Bitch.
I said no because I was so scared. Yeah. I was like, I'm okay. I'm good. Fuck that.
I feel like there's a lot of people that get off of having like a rush like that of like like the idea of like you're not supposed to be doing that gets them like excited, but I'm too pussy.
But like
for
that back
shit.
In the day, that stuff definitely would excite me to do it where you're not supposed to. Uh-huh. But now, fuck that, dude. No. I'm so scared to like do something like that. And then with the same guy,
what?
I'm always exposing myself, dude. But this was like maybe like a month later. Uh-huh. He was like, want to hook up again? And I was like, kind of down. And I was like, same spot? He's like, no, it's too risky. There's like P class going on in there. And then I was like, okay, now, but he was like, I have the key again. And this time he took me inside of the new gym, but the girls' bathroom. Because the new gym, I don't know if the new gym you saw, there was like bathrooms like next to each other. And that one, it was locked up and it was dark and there was nobody in there.
The one where they have like all the trophies and shit?
Yes. Yeah.
Huh.
He had a quickie in there, too.
Bitch.
All over the high school.
I know. Every restroom in there.
Well, it's because this guy had a master key for the whole school. I don't even know how the fuck he got it. I didn't ask no questions, but I was down.
No, you guys, it's because our high school is pretty big.
Like, dude, our high school is huge.
And I had like a zero period my senior year. Uh-huh. I would just like do whatever the fuck I wanted to do. So like I had people from like for example, Adam. I showed him our high school.
Oh yeah,
he was like, "Bitch, this shit's huge.
It takes up like I want to say like four blocks.
Yeah, and that's not even like counting the fucking field and shit. And we have like two gyms, so it's like." When everybody's in class, and so it's really easy to like get around.
Yeah, because it's a huge open campus, and there's like literally to get to another building, you have to cross streets and like be in the middle of the roads, and like our campus is huge.
You know where else I always thought people would like hook up in? Like where? Another area that I was like, people have to be hooking up in here. The restrooms by the pool.
Restrooms by the pool.
The ones in the pool.
Oh yeah, you're right. They Those were like abandoned.
Because like yeah, I remember every time we'd like go for pee or something or have to go change, like I'd go change in there sometimes.
You're right.
But I was like, bitch, this is definitely a spot where people are like,
because no one was ever in there.
No.
You know where else hella people hooked up?
How were giving my them ideas? Grade.
From my grade in the football field. You know how there's fucking the stairs, and then in the middle there was like a little area where the football players ran in through.
Yes,
right there.
What the fuck, Olavien?
Yes, no, literally in there's because it was like a little cave, and I had hella friends be like, my friends would be like, "Well, if you're looking for me, you know where I'll be. I'll be in the football field." So I was like, "Put that." But I think eventually teachers caught on because there was always a security in front of the football field.
Yeah.
So during lunch and everything, be like, "Get out! What are you doing?"
I bet, I'm pretty sure. And there's fucking cameras everywhere, so she's all watching.
Right? Dude, that's another thing that I always wondered. I was like, I wonder if any cameras ever saw me. Me and him.
Why not? I would go into like the old gym a lot, not to do like mensadas like that. But like just like during cheer practice and shit. I never saw like cameras
during
in there.
Cheer practice.
But that's crazy. I don't know if I'd have like the guts to do it.
I think about it and I'm like, I would never ever do that again. I don't know what happened to me. I don't know what overcame me.
I know your horniness.
My horniness.
No, but that triggered a memory for me.
What?
I want to see if you remember.
What?
It's embarrassing.
Ellen.
You were in it.
What I do?
No, bitch. Do you remember that one time that I ditched school and my mom caught me?
I remember that?
Fuck you.
Con un hombre.
Let me tell you guys,
loud and clear.
But the worst part of that is that I wasn't out yet.
That was awkward, bitch.
I hate you.
I remember. It was my mom.
Oh my God, guys. Let me tell y'all. This shit is embarrassing. So this was probably my freshman year.
Okay.
Freshman or sophomore year? I don't even fucking remember. No, definitely freshman. Yeah, definitely was freshman. Because that's when I started really like, just like, discovering or exploring with my sexuality and be like, wait, maybe I really am gay. Because I was really in denial, you guys, for the longest time because of like I was bullied for it a lot. So I feel like freshman year, it was like new groups of people. I came across other people who were like giving me the same energy. And I was like, wait, they might be gay. So it was just a lot. But freshman year, I had this friend. And I knew he was gay, but he was like openly gay.
Oh, okay.
But he was, like, really cool or whatever, but he was, like, one of the first guys that I was, like, talking to, but I never really planned on, like, hooking up with him, but we would talk a lot. We weren't dating or anything, but he was really jealous over me.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I think he was just very much, like, he was, like, kind of out, but, like, okay. I wasn't, so I feel like he was probably, like, he'd get jealous if, like, I don't know. Anyways, this one time, I ended up ditching school because he didn't go to school. So he was at home and he was like sick or whatever.
I remember.
And he lived really close to school.
Okay.
So then I was like, okay, like I'm going to go see him. He told me to like to go over or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it was during lunch. I went to his house and then obviously I had to go back for our last period.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't go back. And I'm pretty sure every school does this. Like, if you don't go back to class, they'll, like, call home.
Yeah.
But they never call that fast.
They wait a few hours till school's over, and then they call.
Over. Yeah. So I don't know exactly how my mom found out I wasn't in class.
Did she have your location?
I don't think location was a thing back then.
No?
I don't know. I don't think so. But long story short, I'm with this guy, and I'm in his room. All we had done was, like, made out. and not even like full on, because I was still kind of like very much like exploring, but like we kissed, and like I knew I had a really big crush on him because I was like, wow, I'm like kissing a guy right now.
Yeah.
But we were just like talking there. We weren't doing anything crazy. Like I think the most we did was make out. Uh-huh. And I ended up just staying because like I felt comfortable. I was like, I'm going to stay. I don't really care for that last period.
Okay.
And then my mom FaceTimes me. And then I was just like, oh, I was like, my mom's FaceTiming me.
I'm getting all anxious. Bitch. For you.
But I, y'all, my mom is not dumb. So if I would have like not answered and then be like, well, I'm in class, like my mom would never call me in class.
Yeah,
so
she knows. Yeah, she
I know
knew.
One out of two things. I was like, either one, something really bad happened, or two, she fucking knows I'm not in school.
Yeah.
And I was just like, fuck. So I couldn't just not answer because I knew my mom would not be calling me for something dumb and she'd be like, get mad. So then I answered the phone. I tried answering it super close to my face. She's like, right, straight off the bat, ¿dónde estás? And I was just like,
and I was
like,
my mom.
Oh my God, you guys, this is the scariest thing. Like, I sometimes forget about this memory because I try to throw it all the way back. But I was just like, oh, estoy con un amigo. Because I couldn't lie to her that I was in fucking class. And she's like, con un amigo? And then I was like, she's like, a ver, enséñame. And then I was like, fuck. So I show her the room and she's like, ¿qué estás haciendo? ¿Y con quién estás? And then she saw it was a guy. And then I think I blurred out the rest. I don't remember what happened.
I was there for that phone call.
Because I remember just seeing you, but mm-hmm. I don't know what happened.
I don't remember too much either, but my mom was just like, I don't remember how she pulled me into the conversation, but I think she was just like, no sé dónde está Luis. Like, ¿me puedes ayudar a ver dónde está? Mm-hmm. So then I just remember grabbing the phone.
Yeah.
And I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I was just
staring because I was like, where the fuck is he?
All I remember is your face just looking.
I was just looking, and then I just remember you showed me your face and you were like, just like waving. And then I was like, who are you with? And he was like, my friend. And then I was like, let me see. Yeah. And he shows me his friend, and his friend was just like on the bed, and he was just like,
yeah.
Like, what's up?
He's like a little cholillo.
Yeah, like a little cholillo. Yeah. And I was like, what are you guys doing? Yeah. And you were like, oh, I just came in to hang out. I think you told me like, oh, it's because he wasn't feeling good and I just wanted to like come cheer him up.
Yeah.
And like, we're just hanging out in his room. And I was like, okay. But to me, it didn't come off as like that you guys were doing stuff. Mm-hmm. I thought that you guys were smoking pot.
Yeah, and I think smoked with him a lot.
And I think that's what my mom thought too. I don't think my mom really thought like they were doing stuff.
Yeah.
I think she was like, they're probably getting high.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because I just remember my mom saying like, she before she hung up, she's like, eso no está bien. And she hung up. But that makes sense. Well, this whole time I always thought I was like, fuck, they like knew I did something with this guy.
No.
But that makes sense because you guys, during that time was when I was going through like my little rebel phase. Yeah. Like I had gotten my little piercing. I was smoking a lot of weed.
Oh my gosh.
That's that one time that I told you that I was in the car with my mom high and that I'm pretty sure she knew, but she didn't tell me anything. And then my friend was like a little cholillo kind of guy. So I feel like my mom was probably like,
I think
this whole time.
Yeah, no, I think I really think my mom thought you were high. I don't think she thought that you were like,
I was like, I'm like, they're coming on to me. And then because of you guys.
What?
I panicked and I never saw him again.
Shut up.
I don't know. Just like being with him triggered that fear of like, I can't believe I almost outed myself.
Aww.
So then I just stopped talking to him and I stopped hanging out with him.
He was like,
he was all pissed. Like, what the fuck? Like, blah. And then, well, I think he was like,
did he have like a crush on you?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he was like jealous. So I feel like he probably thought like I found another dude and like I just like dumped him there.
Damn.
Because he would be like, he was like trying to like be like, oh, like you should come out, like we could date. But I was like,
oh shit, he straight wanted to date you.
Yeah, but I was just like, I don't even know what I'm doing.
And you never heard from him again. Uh-huh, I miss him.
I like, my memory's kind of blurry because he was a new student.
Oh,
so
shit.
I only knew him for like a little bit. And I think that's why we clicked so much. Because I'm telling you, like everybody from my high school hated me for whatever fucking jealous reason. All right.
Yeah.
But he was somebody that came with like a freshman and just like genuinely talked to me because he like just thought I was cool. And then it turned into something a little more fruity. But yeah, he was only in our school for a little bit and then he like left.
Oh, so, shut up. Oh, dang.
He was like, I think his family would like move along and stuff. But. Yeah, never saw him again. Thanks to you guys. Nah, just kidding.
Yeah, thanks to my mom.
I know, I'm scary.
No, I remember when my mom, it just triggered a memory. She would pull me to the side a lot. And like when you were going through your stuff, she would ask me, like if I knew, like if I was my mom's mom, she'd be like, Chatsita, like, se me hace que Luisito está fumando, or like stuff like
she
that.
She did tell you that once? Shut the fuck up.
We would have
that.
Conversations about like everything. She'd be like, se me hace que, like, a lo mejor está haciendo marihuana o es malo, like, ¿qué le va a pasar? ¿Se va a poner menso? Like, is he going to become dumb?
Way too late for that.
And I would always just, because obviously I didn't want to get you in trouble. So I'd be like, I don't think so. And I was like, and like, if I'm being honest, if he is doing that, and I was like, it's not like he's doing cocaine or something. Like, it's definitely not good, but I mean, it's nothing that's going to like be addictive or like something like that. Mm. But she would often be like, oh my God, Luisito. And I was like, he's fine.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Like, she literally, for anything that was wrong with you, she would come to me like panicking, like, what do I do? And I'd just kind of calm her down, like reassure her, like, he's fine. Like, he's okay.
Maybe because you and I were kind of close at that time. So she was probably like, oh shit, like, you're going to help me out with this or something.
She thought I was going to expose you.
This whole time, I thought I was hella good at hiding it.
You definitely weren't.
I thought the only thing they knew about was like my little pipe DIY that I had made.
They probably put a whole bunch of stuff together and they're like, that's scary. I'm leaving. I'm never seeing her again. Cholo.
Yeah, I was just being influenced by the wrong people. I have like call them influencers.
Bad influencers.
Bad bitches.
Left. Okay, now I have another story.
What?
This one is kind of embarrassing, but this one, I'm like, dude, I literally can't believe this happened to me. Wow. So I was a little older. I was already out of high school. I was already of age. Ya estaba grandecita.
It was last year.
No, I was in college, and I had met this guy. And, of course, we also wanted to hit good. But it was somebody that I was talking to for a while. Mm-hmm. And we've been talking for, like, quite some time. But we weren't dating yet. And we wanted to do the dirty. But we didn't really have a place to, like, do it. And then he had a car. So his smart-ass idea was, let's just do it in my car. And I was like, okay, but we're not going to just do it in the middle of the street. Like, we have to find someone secret, somewhere secretive. So then he was like, oh, I know this neighborhood that's like hella quiet, that like nobody will ever catch us or anything. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay. So we go into this neighborhood and like it was in the back, like there was fields and everything. Like I never ever thought of anything.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, period. So we start doing the deed in his car and his windows were super tinted, like extremely tinted. So we were doing the deed and then out of nowhere...
What?
I see police pulling up.
Bitch.
Like, wee, like the lights whole, and yes. Oh, I was like, oh, no. I saw the police lights and I literally shit myself. Mm-mm. And chinga, I was like, whoa, I changed myself like super fast. I was able to get fully dressed and so was he.
Oh, hell no,
and we
bitch.
Just like really like in chinga, we got fully dressed, dude. But oh my God, I was panicking. I like almost started to cry. And he was just like, relax, relax, relax. Like, you don't even know if they're coming after us. Bitch, they all pull up right behind us and right next to us.
Wait, were you more scared of like, fuck, they're gonna know we were fucking? Or like, I'm just scared because it's cops?
I'm scared because it's cops. Because I'm scared of the cops. Like, I don't know why. I'm just scared of them. And I was like, I was kind of, I guess, more scared of them telling my parents, even though I was already 18. But my parents don't know I was having sex. So
it's
I was
all
like,
awkward.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I don't know. Oh my God. The cop, I just remember the cop like grabbing his flashlight, flashing it, and he was like, put the window down. And I was like, oh my God. He's like, open the door. And I was like, oh my God. And I was on the door that he wanted to be opened. Pero ya estaba bien cambiada because I was like, I don't want him to see my titties. So then he opens the door and then he was just the cop looks at us and he was like, oh, what are you guys doing?
Ew, like he like caught the vibe?
Yeah, that he knew. And we were like, we just both kind of stayed quiet looking at each other. He's like, I'm assuming you didn't have anywhere else to do this.
Shut the fuck up.
And we were like, oh, I turned so red.
I would have just put the window up.
And we're like, we closed the door. And he's like, he was like, IDs. And then I was like, oh, I'm all freaking out getting my ID. And he's like, please fucking tell me you guys are of age. Please don't tell me either one of you are underage. And I was like, no, we're of age. And then he was like, let me see. He takes our IDs and he confirms our age. Uh-huh. And then he was like, all right. And then he was like, well, we actually got a call from a neighbor that there was a suspicious car parked outside. And we just wanted to come check out like what's going on because it was suspicious activity.
Bitch.
So they didn't know we were like fucking, but they still wanted to be like, what's up? What's good? And I was like, pinches neighbors, chismoso, mind your business.
Well, they probably saw like a fucking car with tinted ass windows just parked outside the neighborhood. They were all scared.
I was like, ugh. And then the cop was just like, look, He was like, I know you probably don't have anywhere else to do this, but don't do it in the car. You can get fined because this is like doing it in public. Like,
what the fuck?
That's, yeah, you can't be doing that. It's like, I'm going to give you guys a warning because you guys look really young. You guys look like you don't, you're barely learning about these things. Bitch. Like, put your clothes on and get the f-. And the cops weren't leaving till we left. Like, they were literally waiting for us to leave.
Ew. Wait, were you in the back seat?
We were in the back seat, yeah.
Did you get off to get into the front
seat? Yes, it was all awkward, like the walk of shame. I had to be like,
that would have been enough for me to steal the guy's car and drive away and never come back to California.
It was so awkward. No, after that, I like told the guy and I was like, oh my God, I cannot be like talking to you anymore because it's so embarrassing. And he was like, it's okay. Like, it's cool. Like, it's a story we'll never forget. And I was like, fuck you.
All one for the books.
I was like, I almost got caught.
I feel like I would have been more the fear of like admitting like we were fucking than like it being cops.
Oh
like,
my God.
Ew, I hate that.
But yeah, I got caught by cops. It was so awkward. I hated that.
Where's the most like risky or crazy place that you've like done the deed?
I want to say my high school.
I took a shit.
Ew! All on the floor.
You're like on the field.
No, bitch. My high school. Yeah, you?
I think for me... Like, done the deed, or just like done the deed?
I think just anything that was like, oh, shit, that was hella risky.
Maybe for me, the beach. But I feel like that's kind of common for people.
I've been at the beach, too. That's not really risky.
But for me, it is because I don't really get a rush by, like, doing shit in public.
Oh.
So the fact that, I mean, the beach was kind of, like, lonely, but, like, I don't know. Just kind of like, oh, my God, this is.
Did you have a sandy ass after?
Bitch, imagine all sand everywhere. No, oh, we had shit. A little blinky.
Ah, he's like, we made it cute.
I know. But yeah, and I feel like I didn't really like the experience.
No. So,
like, I think I'm too worried about like getting
people seeing you.
Well, I was already on social media, man.
Oh shit.
Imagine it was like, can I get a pic? I'm like, in the beach.
All of my hookup stories have been before social media.
It's cause I've been doing social media since 2015.
He's like, I've been famous for years, babe.
No, I'm saying like I basically my whole childhood growing up has been on social media. So I'm just like, bitch, imagine.
That's
somebody's
crazy.
Like, hey Lee. I'm like,
wait, give me a second. I'm almost done.
So, yeah, that's why I feel like I don't get a rush.
No, like I wouldn't either. Like, if hella people knew me on social media, I could never.
Yeah, well, so, like, just I'm going to get like, caught. Yeah, just like, what are the odds that, like, what if somebody knows me?
No.
That's like, hello.
You know what?
I'm all wearing the blinky.
You're like, it's not me.
I know, I'm like, no.
You know what I just remembered?
When?
Let me know if you guys had something like this, but when I was growing up, I was like obsessed with diaries and stuff, and I had literally diaries since I was like maybe in elementary school. I started writing a diary, and I would write in it almost every day or every other day. I always keep up with them. Mm-hmm. When I got to freshman year, and I like had already gotten my first kiss and all that, in one of my diaries, I created a list of like guys that I had done stuff with because I wanted to have like memories and never forget them. And I still have my diary.
Sick.
So I created little codes. Like, for example, I wrote just like a number 1 through 100. I had me thinking I was going to get to 100 one day.
Bitch, ew, not 1 through 100.
But I never even got close to 100, but.
Bitch, like a little bit more than halfway.
No. Pero I, like, even if I just kiss the guy, like, even a peck.
Just, like, any sexual.
Any type of interaction.
Yeah.
So, like, my first one was, like, my little first kiss. I wrote his name. And then, like, one heart meant, like, kiss.
Oh.
If I had, like, a heart filled in, that meant we fucked. And, like, an X meant that, like, I think an X meant that, like, either his breath stank or that I never wanted to do shit with him again.
Yeah.
Or like I had a whole list. That's you never had nothing like that?
No, I was going to say I have a lot of friends who like have a body count, like count and like names of people.
Yeah.
And for me, like it's not wanting to like have that for like to be weird. Like, ew. Like, you want to remember all these people. But no, it's just more like you said, the to be reminded of like that certain time or like what happened.
Yeah, yeah. Like
never,
little memories like that.
Yeah. Like I don't know what my body count is. I don't remember a lot of these guys that I've, and it's not even just like full on sex. I mean, more like even if I like kiss them or something. Yeah. I wish I'd be like, oh, but no, I don't have that.
And
I wish,
like,
I did.
Not that long ago, I actually looked through it, and then I remember I was like, who the fuck is that? Like, I could, like, I remember there's this one guy's name in there that said I kissed him, and I was like, who the?
I know.
I couldn't even remember. But I remember when I first started that list, I envisioned myself as like a 90-year-old viejita going back through my diary and being like, oh, yeah. Like laughing as a viejita, like being like, I remember that. That's why I started creating that list. But I haven't updated it. So maybe we are close to 100.
Bitch, imagine you're like two more away.
I'm like almost there.
You know what's crazy? Right now that you said you had like your little diary and stuff.
Yeah.
I want to know something sad. I had my diary that like I write it. I would write in a lot because it would help me. I'm not good at like expressing my feelings. So it is right. I write it down, and it's also
you like vent.
Or I could also just write things to look back at. Same kind of concept, like how mad I was about this certain
fucking
thing.
Fucking dumb
bitch. Yeah, very those vibes. And I was like, oh my God, okay, I need to hide my thing because I really don't want nobody to find it.
Yeah.
I hit it so well, I don't even know where I
Ay, por favor.
And I kid you not, it's been, this is recent. I want to say like I hit it when I first moved into like my house that I'm in
oh
right now.
Oh my God.
Which was like 3 years ago, and I have no idea where it is. And I've tried looking for it.
You don't think someone stole it? No. My mom's like,
no, because I hit it really well. But that's how well it was. That like, but I also have a dumbass memory. So part of me is like, I should have wrote in my notes where I hit it.
Oh, you're so dumb.
I swear, I remember, I forget things so easy that like, my diary somewhere else.
I don't think I'll desert it.
I know. Like,
I don't think it's that you're like your memory's really bad. I feel like you just have so many things in your head.
Yeah.
That like things just get lost in your brain. And then one random day you're gonna be like, oh shit.
You know, I remember things the best and not the most random when I'm in the shower. I don't know why.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes I'll be like, what the fuck did I have to do? And then I'm like, wait, I'm going to shower in a little bit. I'll remember. And I kid you not. And, but I think it's kind of like what you're saying. Maybe because I'm so relaxed that things start coming back to me.
Like,
or like, say today I have something to do. I'll forget about it completely. Fucking 4 days later, I still don't remember. And then I'll randomly be in the shower. It could happen like later on from now, but then I'll remember. And I'm like, oh, how the fuck God. Did I never do that? Yeah, it's really weird. The shower is very powerful.
Shower is really powerful. Do you shower with hot or cold water?
Hot, bitch.
Like boiling hot?
I used to think I did, but no. It's pretty, like, tameable.
Mine's, like, pretty boiling hot. Like, I need it to almost burn me.
Your head's like...
Because I feel like that's what detenses my,
yes,
my nerves. But I also heard that hot showers are so bad for you.
For your hair growth, your scalp, your skin.
For everything. I literally heard that you have to shower with like cold water, or at least like your first couple minutes should be freezing cold water and your last end of the shower should be freezing cold.
No, ma'am.
I'm like,
wait, you said the beginning should be freezing cold and the end should be freezing cold?
So like,
oh, you mean mira, like in the
entra,
middle doesn't matter?
Entra y está bien pinche helado. You're like, oh! And then once you're like numb to it, then go to like warm. And then right before you're going to get out, otra vez bien pinche frío y así te sales.
No, ma'am.
And that's supposed to like boost your energy. You should try it tomorrow.
No, just drink a fucking energy drink.
That's bad for your kidneys.
Just buy another one. Just kidding. You're imagine.
No, you're like, okay. You're like, you're going to donate.
I know. I'm dead. I'm like, you're not gonna use them for long. All right.
You're mean. I need them to drink alcohol.
Your liver?
Your kidney. Oh wait.
Yes. Yeah,
which
stupid.
One is it?
Your liver is alcohol.
You sure?
Yeah, your
kidneys. Your kidneys? So what are your kidneys for?
To say I'm just kidney.
Just what the fuck?
It's what gives you the power to be. I'm just kidney.
I'm just kidding you. So if you don't have kidneys, you can't say that.
I know, they're all excluded. Okay, I think I have one more story for this episode.
Okay.
So I briefly already like kind of talked about this one on TikTok. So if you follow me on TikTok, LOUIECASTRO, all right. You've already heard a little bit of this, but I was like,
no promo.
I was like, maybe I can go a little bit more into detail.
A ver, which one?
So... oh my God, this was also in Miami.
Oh, I'm out here in Miami, part two.
No, I literally kid you not. Like, if y'all want another story time on our hookups, we could definitely do that. But my best hookup stories are probably in Miami. And there are.
Why don't I have any hookup stories?
Pues porque no sales.
Es que tengo hombre. No puedo.
I know.
You know what would be sickening? If we film a whole episode in Spanish. Comment below. Tell Louis we should do it. You Unless you're no sabo kid and you're scared.
Sí, no sabo.
Damn, yeah. All right, tell us.
Okay.
Pito.
Bitch, starting it like that. So this was also in Miami. I was talking to this guy on Grindr.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't remember. I don't think I went that much into detail on TikTok. But yeah, it was on Grindr. And we were talking back and forth. He looked really attractive from his thing. So then he gave me his Snapchat. So I added him on Snapchat. And back then, I feel like, obviously, people have been catfishing since the fucking dawn of day. But back then, there wasn't, like, the craziest... there was filters, but nothing like the bold filter from, like, TikTok.
Okay,
where you
okay.
could, like... And then back then, I don't know if you remember, but if you would upload a picture into Snapchat that wasn't directly from your actual camera roll... Mm-hmm. I mean, from, like, you just took it from Snapchat. If it was from your camera roll,
it would say uploaded from camera roll.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So this guy, I was talking to him, and it was, like, super late at night, and I was out there for another event, but because I wasn't 21 yet, I had to stay in my hotel, so I was like, I'm bored. I want to hook up with somebody. So I was talking to this guy, and he was, like, really cute. He was, like, güerito vibes. He had, like, blue eyes. He was just, like, really attractive. He had, like, nice curly hair. He didn't tell me how tall he was, but I assumed he looked like a good, like, 5'8".
Okay.
And he had a very defined, like... jawline. So for me, seeing a very defined jawline, I assumed, like, oh, he's probably pretty fit.
Uh-huh.
So that's the vibe that I was getting. And what's it called? He was sending me pictures. None of it said from, like, camera roll or anything. And the filters he was using were, like, filters that, like, the, I don't know if you remember, like, the stupid little, like, crown filter, the doggy filter.
Okay.
So those wouldn't, like, modify your
nothing crazy.
If anything, it would give you that blur effect.
Like, enhance a little bit.
Yeah, but there was no fucking, like, sharp jawline, slim nose, like, cheekbones. Like,
oh, my God.
So I was just like, okay, like, this guy's really cute. So then I ended up telling him to come over to, like, my place, the hotel that I was staying at. So then when he comes over, like, I'm basically, like, ready to, like, hook up. I opened the door and, bitch, he was short as fuck.
Oh, shit.
Like,
no way.
And I think he was older than me. So I expected, like.
How tall are you?
At that time, I was probably like 5'7".
Ay, creciste?
Sí, puta, crecido. I'm 5'9". All right, I'm like 6'11". All right. No,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, shit.
But at that time, I was like 5'7". And I remember I opened the door and I was like, where is he? And then I looked down, bitch. I had to, like, carry him, be like, hello.
Come here, babe.
I was like, looking for your mommy. All right.
No way.
No, he was just really short.
Like, how short?
If I was 5'7", he was probably, like, 5'5".
Bitch, I'm 5'5". He was as short as me? Because I'm pretty short.
Because 5'7".
Wait, 5'5"?
No. Yeah.
No, I'm stupid. I'm 5'2".
You are not 5'2".
I'm 5'2".
What? That sounds weird. You're not 5'2".
That sounds short. I'm 5'2".
Yeah, that sounds
2.
Like... I'm we're, like, a head short. Apart.
Well, then your head must be fucking huge. I'm 5'2".
What the fuck?
Okay, 5'2 and a half.
5'2 with that an half, attitude.
That 5'2, I mean, that half counts, okay?
Okay.
So he was
then he probably was not 5'5". He was probably a little shorter. Because I literally was like, oh my God, this guy's so short. But, like, maybe that was my bad. Maybe from now on, I'll just be like, how tall are you? But as I was going to say, so, like, if a guy was short, I don't really care. Like, if we're just hooking up, it's not, like, a make or break the thing. Because I'm like, well, it's just going to be a hookup. And if you're, like, attractive, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he was really short. Pero nada que ver, dude.
He didn't look like his pictures?
No. Like.
What was he doing?
I am convinced it wasn't even. It was full on catfish. I'm pretty sure those pictures were, like, somebody else.
Shut up.
Yes, because. But I don't understand how he, unless he had like a third party app, I don't understand how he was sending me pictures and it didn't say. Because, dude, this guy, nada que ver. The guy that I hooked up with was like, oh, I can't even explain how cringy.
So you
he
did
was.
Hook up with him?
No. He was cringy, super like enfadoso vibes, right? Like, where am I hooking?
Oh, he was one of those.
Yes.
No.
He was like, oh, he comes in. He's like, so this is your room? And he starts like making himself at home. He takes off his shoes. Aww. He's like, can I see the view? Opens like the things. He's like, oh, this is nice. Like, how do you afford this? Like, super like entrometido, enfadoso vibes.
Like, nada que ver, shut up.
Yeah.
I laid down.
But bitch, I was too shook. Like, I was just like, what the f-? And like, he was giving me super full longo vibes. He had like jeans on, but they were like sagging.
Uh-huh.
But picture, if this guy's like fucking 5'2 or 5'5, whatever, and he's sagging, looks even more chaparrito.
Baby, you should not be sagging your pants.
Yeah, but I was just like, and then, oh, I don't even know how to explain it. So he just
straight catfished you.
Yeah, and I was too shook. So I had my comments on TikTok. People were like, I wouldn't have even let him in. But I was so like, what the fuck is going on right now? So he comes in and then he's like looking at my view and everything. And I'm just trying to, my mind starts going.
Oh my God.
Instead of being like, wait, catfish. I was just like, how do I tell this dude to leave? Because I'm not about to like do anything with him right now. So then, what's it called? I end up starting to have a conversation with him. I was like, oh, like, what'd you do today? Like, just to drift it away from, like, I'm trying to hook up. But we're talking, and this dude is, like, super, I'm telling you, super, like, where my hug at, where, like, they're super comfortable, and, like, they don't give a fuck, no filter. He starts taking off his clothes, like, full on. They didn't even, like, make out or anything. He was just like, all right, like, starts taking off his clothes, like, getting ready to go in the bed, and I was just like, there is no way. Like, hasta más feo once he took off his clothes.
You're like,
and he lays down on the bed, and I'm gonna admit, I was too stuck on trying to figure out like what I wanted to say to opt out on it that I did make out with him.
Because you were like, you were trying to have more time to think about it.
Because I didn't know, like, I obviously invited him over to hook up. Like, that was the energy on the thing. So I didn't know how to get out of it. And like,
oh my God,
I wish I would have been like, what the fuck? Like, get out. But I was too like, I was more embarrassed for him. I mean, I was more embarrassed for me to say it than what he probably was for catfishing me. So I ended up like making out with him. And like, to make it worse, he was so bad at making out. Like, bad. Yes.
Ew.
And then he full on like starts getting naked, like wanting to like,
no way,
go on. And I was just like, okay, one, cringe as fuck because you catfished me. Two, your mannerisms. And three,
he
like,
probably wanted to go so fast so that you didn't even have time to be like, I catfished you.
Exactly. I almost feel like he wanted to be very much like, we're caught in the moment. Like, let's
do it.
Maybe already.
That's why he was moving so fast.
Yeah. So I was just like, oh my fucking God. So then I ended up telling him, I don't remember what excuse I told him. Like, after we were making out, he was like trying to like do stuff. But I came up with an excuse. Oh, I don't remember what I said, but basically, I almost want to say, but I don't 100% remember. I almost want to say straight up told him that I wasn't feeling it.
Yeah,
that's what was happening.
You just were straight up?
Yes, because I remember we were making out and I obviously wasn't feeling it. And I'm telling you, he was like trying to touch me and stuff. And I think he straight up asked me, he's like, are you not hard? And I think that's what gave me that. And I was just like, honestly, like, I'm not really feeling it. And he was like, why? And then I was like, I don't know. I'm really tired. I had like a long day. So that was more of like my excuse. And
okay,
I was like,
okay.
And he's like, dude, I just like Ubered all the way over here. And then I was like, I can pay for your Uber back. And he was just like, but like, I'm already here, blah, blah. So it was probably giving very those vibes.
Oh,
like,
and he was all mad. Here, still love you.
So I told him, I still felt bad. So I was like, I mean, I felt more bad than probably what he felt, but I was just like, yeah. I'm sorry. Like, I was really just not feeling it. Like, I thought I was, but like, no. But I didn't tell him, like, you catfished me or anything. So then
I would have confronted him, like, you look nothing like your pictures, babe.
I know. I feel like now I would have. But back then, I don't know why, I was just more scared to say something.
Damn.
Like, I think I was more scared of, like, the awkwardness of, like, who are
so
you?
Awkward.
Oh, bitch, very. So then I ended up, like, obviously not doing anything with him. And then he left. And I was just like, what the fuck? And I went back to his Snapchat to look at his story and stuff. Uh-huh. And I was full on, like, tripped out. I was like, like, am I tripping?
Like, you were comparing it again?
Yes. I was like, there is no fucking way this just happened to me right now. Because I had been catfished before, but it never got to, like, meeting up.
Okay.
But, like, it'll always be people just, like, wanting to, like, trade pictures or people just being like, oh, like, you're so cute, like, flirting with me. But we never went on a date or anything.
Okay.
But knowing that, like, this dude was like, yeah, I'll be right there, like, so confident. You wouldn't expect somebody like that to just, like, bam. It was full-on episode of, like, catfish.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's cringe.
It was nasty. So I was so glad he left. And then,
what'd you do after? You're like, phew.
Yeah, I straight up just went to bed. And I think I called my friends and I told them. I was like, what the fuck? Back then, I was like, I would share like all my hookups and stuff with like my friends. Like, I'd call them and tell me, I just like, did this dude? Or I'd just be like, bitch. Or like, it was like, I don't know, a little recap.
That just reminded me real quick. I'll say a really quick story of this one time that I went on a date with a guy that he was like, let's just go to the movies. He was a year older than me. I was a sophomore in high school. Mm-hmm. He wanted to take me to the movies, and I told my parents, and I was like, I'm going to go on a cute date. Like, this guy wants to take me. And they were like, okay, that's fine. And I was like, we're just going to the movies and coming right back. And that's what we did. But at the movie, he was giving me very sweet vibes. Like, he actually liked me. He was, like, out of a 10, I want to say he was, like, a 6. He wasn't, like, super attractive, pero también no estaba feo.
But he was just, like, nice. So you were,
yeah,
like,
really nice. I was like, let me give him a chance. So we go to the movies. And at the movies, he, like, just made the move to hold my hand and, like, something cute. He didn't try, like, kissing me or anything. It was really cute. And then when it was time to go, he was like, do we have a little bit more time or do I have to take you home? Uh-huh. And I really thought like, oh, he probably just wants to like talk and like, you know. And then I was like, I have a little bit more time. And then he was like, okay, like I know this spot. He also takes me into like this random neighborhood. And he was using a truck. I think it was like his parents' truck. He was driving already. And we were just chilling. And then he was just like, oh, I don't even remember what we were talking about. But he was like, can I kiss you? And I was like, yeah, sure. And we just start making out. And then he just stops. And then he asks me to close my eyes. Like, oh, can you close your eyes for a little bit? The fuck? And then, like me thinking this was like so romantic, right?
Yeah, and I
was
like, oh, living the fantasy.
Yeah, I was like, okay, sure. I closed my eyes. And I was like, oh, he probably maybe got me like something from the theater. little flowers, necklace, something.
No.
He was like, if you guys aren't watching,
fuck no.
He literally, I opened my eyes like, you can open it now. I opened my eyes. He literally zipped his zipper down and just whooped out his fucking mushroom.
Mushroom?
Just
bitch.
The whole thing was like, and I was like,
aspirin.
And the scarier part to me was that he was circumcised. And that was my first time seeing a circumcised penis.
Oh, shit.
So I was like, oh,
you're like, what is that?
Dude, I was like, what are those? Dude, I straight on, because, like, imagine thinking you're, like, on a romantic, cute little date. Y este nomás me lo saca así. And I was like, what the fuck do you want me to do with that? Yeah. You know? And I wasn't feeling those vibes. Like, I was not trying to hook up. I just wanted to go on a cute date.
Yeah.
But he just like pulled it out real quick, and then he was like, just looking at me smiling, like basically, I feel like he was like, "What are you gonna do, buddy?"
Yeah, like it's right here.
And I was just like, like I didn't know what to do. So real quick, because sometimes in those situations, I tend to think quick. Right away, I was like, "Oh, hold on." I like put it away for a moment. I was like, "Hold on." I grabbed the phone, dude. I pretended I got a phone call from my mom, and then I was like, oh, my mom. I was like, sí, mami, ahorita voy. And I was like, dude. And I was like, my mom said that I'm like way past my curfew. Oh, I have to be home in like 5 minutes. She's like, oh, no, it's okay. Like, we'll continue this another time. Oh, he put that shit away. But it was, dude, it was so scary. I was so scared. I had never seen a circumcised one. It was my first time.
Circumcised one?
Yeah. And like, even if I wanted to do something, I didn't know what to do with it. I was like, what are you doing with your little hat?
Where's your little hat? Fuck you. Oh, his little blankie.
Where's your little hood at?
Ew.
I was like, what do I do?
You're like, I have another hoodie in my closet.
Ew. So then, dude, I panicked so hard. And then after that day, all the amount of messages that he would spam me with, like text messages, like, when are we going to go out again? When are we going to hang out again? Like, that was fun. And I was like, bitch, I am never speaking to you again.
Ew, you all gave him a chance. And he was all trying to.
But like, how does it go from being so sweet to fucking being a pervert in like 2 seconds?
I feel like it's like you had in your head, like, oh, this is cute. But maybe in his head, he was like, this is what it's going to lead to the whole night. Like,
but
I don't
if
know,
it's
you
like,
know?
But if it's like a hookup, why would you like take me to the movies and like buy me? He bought me my tickets. He bought me popcorn. Like, it was so chill. He didn't even try making a move at the movies. We didn't even kiss in the movies. So I don't know why this dumbass just really whipped out his thing in front of me.
You were like, thanks but no thanks.
Thanks but no thanks, babe. Take me home. But yeah, that's what happened.
Bitch, y'all pissed at him. No, but y'all, like, hearing that story time has just triggered so many more stories. So if you guys want a part two, let us know. And we've already been taking notes on, like, the part twos that y'all want to hear.
Yeah, because we know you guys love our stories.
Yeah, so we know you guys want to see, like, another paranormal one. Our parents saying paranormal stuff, like, yeah, so we appreciate you guys' feedback, and then every time you guys give us like new topic ideas as well. So
yeah, we write them down. Also, if there's any guests you guys want us to bring on board,
yeah, that too.
Comment them down below and we'll see if we can afford the rates.
Because we have like a pretty good idea of like who we would want to bring as well, but we would also want to bring it the discussion up to you guys.
What do you want to see? It's all up to you.
Bitch, for real. But all right, thank you guys so much for watching this episode of Pretty Not Smart. And this video was not to encourage any of you guys to indulge in sexual activity at all whatsoever.
Don't be a Yoatsu or Louie.
Yeah, so we're not influencers. Don't
We just tell you our story so you can laugh, not so you can do it.
But always be safe and be aware. And, you know, there's a lot of crazy people out there, which is why me and Yuati say that. I don't know how we did that shit back then.
So we're telling you this so you don't do it.
Yeah, be safe.
Right? But if you are going to do it, use a condom. Bitch. Be safe.
All right, we'll see you guys on the next one.
Bye.
Peace. Bye, guys.
'So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7. So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.